Chapter 5.
So as it turned out, two baby girls had been born into the Baines family in the early morning hours of Christmas Day, and both of them were just as beautiful as their mothers. Pearl had been right about Diamond and the baby girl she'd named Shantae. The hospital social worker had filed an immediate injunction suspending Diamond's parental rights and temporarily transferring them to Irish and Zeta. The only reason Diamond got out of there without getting arrested was because of her age, Irish's political connections, and the fact that she volunteered to leave the hospital and go straight into a drug treatment program. Pearl had named her baby girl Sasha, and all her fears about what some nasty disease might have done to her baby flew right out the window the moment she saw her. Sasha was perfect. She weighed 6 pounds and 2 ounces and looked just like Pearl, except her skin was a whole lot lighter. "That's just her baby color," Zeta said, as she held her newest granddaughter in her arms. She was full of joy at Pearl's baby, but that didn't stop her from worrying like hell about Diamond's baby, who was upstairs in the neonatal intensive care unit, struggling to kick a cocaine monkey off her back. She held sweet Sasha to her breast and kissed the top of her head. This baby was so much bigger and healthier than the other one. It was just proof of the difference between taking care of yourself, eating right, and getting good prenatal care versus running the streets, abusing drugs, and drinking beer for breakfast. Pearl took her baby home to her parents' house, where Sasha was given the utmost love and care. It was several weeks before Shantae was strong enough to leave the hospital and go home to join her cousin, who the family realized but never mentioned was also her sister. Two active babies made the small house come alive. Irish and Zeta agreed that